Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We're talking about some highlights of Imam Khamenei's speeches regarding Palestine.
قضیه فلسطین اون چیزی که جلوی چشم همه دنیاست جنایت نسل کشی رژیم قاسم. این همه دنیا دارن مشاهده.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are here talking about some highlights from the speeches of Imam Khamenei regarding Palestine. In order to talk about these highlights, we decided to humbly invite Sheikh Mustafa Araki. We're going to welcome him and start the talk show. Sheikh Mustafa Araki, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, I would like to thank you and my brothers here in Islamic Pulse for having me here. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us inshallah to act according to our duties and to be able to have a very good discussion with regards to the issue of Palestine, shedding some good light on the speeches of our honorable leader.
Inshallah, thank you so much, Sheikh Mustafa, taking time out from your busy schedule, coming here and really talking about something that is incredibly important in the modern day, in the modern era. You know, for all intents and purposes, we can easily say that this ongoing massacre that the world has been witnessing for, well over a month, month and a half now, is really something unprecedented in history, right? We've had a lot of talk shows, and it seems like we are still not doing justice to the issue. This kind of incessant, continuous killing of women and children, something that, you know, is really shocking for the whole world to be able to witness pretty much live. One of the things that we've realized is that leadership and wilaya and these things are really important, you know, and where we get our information from, where we get our knowledge from, and then that really makes up, you know, our frame of thinking. So along those lines, we wanted to invite you and talk about some highlights from the speeches of Imam Khamenei regarding Palestine so that we know really what is going on the ground. We hand it over to you in the name of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you very much for your very nice introduction. The Honorable Leader of Islamic Republic, who had a recent speech addressing the students with regards to the issues about our confrontation with the istikbar or the arrogant powers in the world. And in part of his speech, the Supreme Leader mentioned some points with regards to the issue of Palestine, which were very, very important and decisive, I believe. The main topics that the Supreme Leader mentioned with regards to the issue of Palestine could be briefed and summarized into two main points, I believe. The first point was shedding some light on the brutal and the ruthless massacre and genocide that is going on in Palestine,
right,
by the Israeli regime. And all these very heartbreaking killings and bombardments that are happening by the Israeli regimes and by their weaponry against these innocent people, these innocent children and innocent women, bombarding hospitals, destroying schools by this oppressing and brutal regime is something that the world is now watching and seeing by their own eyes.
Yes.
This was the first point that the Honorable Leader talked about and mentioned very important points about. And the second point that the Supreme Leader mentioned and was trying to elaborate on was the impact that this resilient and this resistance of the Palestinian people, especially the people in Gaza, is leaving on the world. The impact that this has had already on the conscience and the awareness of the people of the world, especially with regards to the allegations or with regards to the claims and declarations that the Western powers are making about their human rights and the support they're showing for human rights.
Sure.
This was the two main points that the Supreme Leader mentioned about. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in verse number 173 of Surah Al-Imran with regards to the mu'mineen and the faithful people. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. This is the stance and the mentality of the faithful people. When they are told by the people that, look, the whole world, or the whole people of the world have been gathered against you, they have all lined up in front of you, so you should fear them, you should be fearful toward them, they say, Hasbunallah. This is their iman talking to them. Their strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. قَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. So the first point, we could say the first theme that the speech of the honorable leader was going about was with regards to these brutal and ruthless genocide and oppressions that the Israeli regime is inserting on the mazlumin, or the oppressed people of Gaza.
Right.
According to this holy verse of Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 173, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the position of the believers against the oppressions. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Allah mentions, talks about, Allah describes the position and the mentality of the mu'mineen once they are confronted with the masses of people of oppressions or the disbelievers who are trying to destroy them. In Nannas Qadijama, people tell them that the whole people in the world, they have gathered, they have
against you,
have lined up against you. Fakhshawhum, so be fearful.
Be afraid.
Be afraid of them. Fazadahum imana. This would not only would not affect them by any means, but in fact increase their iman and their faith. Fazadahum imana. And they say, and this is the their being talking. The position is this, that وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ. Allah is sufficient for us. We rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the best being to rely on.
Yes.
وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. So according to this belief that they have, they will return to Allah بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ. So with this belief that they have, they will return to Allah's grace and bounty, and nothing would touch them, no little harm would not reach them.
MashaAllah.
فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ. Nothing, no harm would reach them. So this is the position of the mu'mineen. All these oppressions and these killings and this genocide that is going on against the Palestinian people has this message, that firstly, the world is watching this with their own eyes. They're seeing the identity and the reality behind this Israeli regime. This is the first point Honorable Leader was mentioning, that this is happening in front of the eyes of the world. They are watching it. So this would have a good depiction of what is going on in Palestine.
Right.
Of all these decades that we are shouting and chanting and shouting for the support of the Palestinian people. Today now everyone knows what is going on now. They can see it with their own eyes. This is the first point that the Supreme Leader was mentioning. The second point that was mentioned in his talk, he mentioned that this resilience of the Palestinian people and this resistance that they showed against these brutalities and barbaric bombardments and attacks by the Israeli people is removing the mask, the false mask of human rights from the face of the British, the American and the French governments.
Right.
They are always mentioning that we are the supporters of human rights. They are always chanting, shouting, declaring that we are there to support humanity, to support human rights. But this is what they are showing now.
And it's interesting, if I just add really quickly. So for example, if some little small insignificant incident happens in the Islamic Republic of Iran, then they all come out together for the human rights of the one individual, you know, who, I don't know, slipped and fell in the Islamic Republic of Iran, and they make a huge deal out of it. Frankly, we saw this in the Mahsa Amini case, where the whole world did this media onslaught and human rights and these kind of things against the Islamic Republic of Iran. But here, you know, you have 40,000 plus injured, you have 11,000 plus killed, which includes, you know, 4,000 plus children. And not a word of human rights comes out of these people, as you said.
So this is the point. The Palestinian people and the people of Gaza have managed to steer this conscience of the people, to make the people of the world aware of their position with regards to their rulers.
Right. This is the hypocrisy fakeness.
And they have been able, they have managed to do that. How can we claim that? You can see how the people in these countries, in the Western countries, in the European countries, come into the streets in support of the Palestinian people.
Yeah.
Thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, a million in London. Some people say, some reports mentioned that about roughly a million people have come. This is something, when a million people come into the streets of London, it means something very important is going on.
Right.
It means there is a move in the hearts of the people. There is something that people are declaring against the rulers, that they are against the support that they are showing toward for the Israeli regime. This is very, very important. And this is something that I think needs to be studied in from the social perspective of these European countries. What is happening to the people? Why are they coming out? Why are they so insisting on their presence and their negation of these policies pursued by their governments? What's happening?
And it's interesting, it's all of Europe, even United States of America, but if we focus on Europe, Italy had a huge rally, Spain had a huge rally, you know, of course, London had a huge rally, in France you're seeing huge rallies. I mean, these are countries that, for the most part, they never really took the side of Palestine, or they never really condemned the Zionist regime, but in this scenario, we're seeing that they're doing both. Not only, as you said, supporting the Palestinians, but they're also condemning the Israelis. It is this social movement that hasn't been seen before.
And the Supreme Leader mentioned that some fool might come and say that these rallies are being instigated and being organized by the Iranians, or the Iranian besiege, the Iranian revolutionary guards. This is something nonsense.
Right.
This is a joke.
So
even if the Islamic Republic was so strong to be able to manage this, it means that the Islamic Republic is so powerful to be able to manage
to bring
1 million people on the streets of London.
Across Europe.
Across Europe. It's something interesting to be mentioned by the Supreme Leader. So this is very important.
Is it okay if I add one more thing?
Yeah.
So sometimes this is what criminal psychology is like, right? So they know that they've committed a crime. And so when they come face to face with justice or the police or something, they take that crime and then they manifest it on somebody else. So they've done the, you know, the stealing. This is, you know, that individual, he's the person who did the stealing, and he probably did it like this, and he probably did that, right? Because he has all the inside details. So what I'm trying to say is, these countries who themselves instigated riots in the Islamic Republic of Iran, and they know the tactics and what needs to be done, now they turn around, they're saying, oh, you know, it's Islamic Republic of Iran that's instigating protests here.
Yeah.
Meaning it shows something from within them that they were hiding before.
Exactly. So this is the tactics that they are using in their media in order to basically conquer the minds of the people.
Right,
and one of the very, very disgraceful accusations that they made against these Palestinian groups that are fighting against the Israelis, like Hamas and Islamic Jihad. They said that these people are they accuse them of terrorism.
Right,
this is something shameful. I mean, how can you accuse a person who is defending against his land, who is defending his land, who is defending his people, who is defending the children from the massacres that are being forced against them by the Israeli regime? How can it call these people terrorists? This is something that the people now, they have come to understand. They can perceive this. They can see it with their own eyes. That when these, their rulers, they accuse others of terrorism, what does it mean?
Yeah.
the Supreme Leader gave the example of the conquer of the in the Second World War, when the Germans, they conquered some parts of France, and the French troops were fighting, and the French fighters were fighting and battling against the German invaders
to take back occupied land.
Yeah, to take back. Supreme Leader said, "Do you call them terrorists?
Do you call the French terrorists?
Do you call the French, who were the source of pride of their people? People were proud of them.
Sure,
they were the source of pride of their people. How can you call these people terrorists? Who is the person or the benchmark for mentioning to distinguish between the terrorists and the person who is on the right side?"
But this is something that I wanted to bring up too, right? This idea that in the present scenario where we see that the Palestinians have been labeled as terrorists, right? Mm-hmm. And clearly the world opinion knows and acknowledges this fact that the Palestinian people are not the terrorists. Matter of fact, it's the Zionists that are the terrorists. So this idea that you brought up, that now you start to question all of the individuals that these Western governments have called terrorists. So, for example, Shahid Qasem Soleimani, you know, a couple of years ago when he was assassinated, he was called a terrorist. The IRGC has been called a terrorist, right? In the United States of America, Malcolm X was called a terrorist, right? So it seems like this issue in the present day has removed this mask and this veil from the people, for them to think twice about who is being labeled a terrorist, why they're being labeled a terrorist.
Yes, the people of the world are understanding. Mm. They are noticing that there are certain double standards going on when their politicians are talking.
Exactly.
When we talk about double standards, it means when it comes to their own oppression, their own benefits,
right,
and their
right.
own interests, there's no boundary for their actions and their terror actions. But when they want to fight against other people, when other people want to take their rights from the Westerners, they are called terrorists. This is something that the people of the world should understand, should think about. And with regards to the Palestinian people here, we have a very important duty. All the Muslims, this is what the Supreme Leader was mentioning, that all the Muslim countries have the duty, they have a very important duty with respect to the Palestinian issue. Whether they are supporting them with money, with wealth, or even selling their goods that are basically using for fighting against the Palestinian people, this is something that should be stopped.
Yes.
This is very, very important. And the Palestinian people, they are demanding the Muslim countries.
Yeah.
According to the narration by the Holy Prophet, من سمع رجلا ينادي يا للمسلم فلم يجبه فليس بمسلم. If a person, if a Muslim calls out to all other Muslims for help.
For help,
If the other Muslims don't reply and don't help them, they are not a Muslim.
They're not Muslims.
How can these Muslim countries claim to be Muslim while they are hearing, they are seeing these oppressions against the Palestinian people and are not supporting them?
Yeah.
This is a very important...
It's really amazing, right? So if I can add another point here. So you have incredibly... you could say filthy rich countries. The Emirates is incredibly rich. Saudi Arabia is incredibly rich. Jordan is incredibly rich. Egypt, I mean, is still incredibly rich, even though the people in most of these countries might be poor, at least Egypt and Jordan. These countries are so incredibly wealthy, and they have decided to stay silent or just, you know, give a small little statement, but that's it, nothing other than that. That's really called remaining silent on one side. On the other side, you have these, so for example, you have Hezbollah. It's not incredibly rich. It's probably relatively poor. You have Ansarullah from Yemen. These guys are even poorer, you know?
And look how Ansarullah is being so effective in this war against Israel.
And they're standing up for the rights of the Palestinians.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this to me is
amazing. We should take a good lesson from this scenario that is going on in the Palestinian
war. And again,
look, the poorest countries are supporting, they are giving whatever they have in support of the Palestinian people. The richest countries are just standing there. Watching. This is disgraceful, obviously.
It's really removing the mask from who cares for the Muslims and who doesn't care for the Muslim.
And one very important issue mentioned by the Supreme Leader, it was this, that this war that is going on between the Israelis and the Palestinian people is not the war between just Israel and Palestine. It's the war between the whole justice against the whole oppression.
Right.
And this is a very important issue. The whole issue of Palestine is so important in all Islamic values, in all religions.
In
the
all
issue
religions.
Of Aqsa, the issue of Jerusalem, is something very important and linked to our beliefs.
Right.
It's something linked to the issue of Mahdawiyya, of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, salawatullahi ta'ala wa ajalallahu ta'ala farajah. This is an important issue. So Palestine means anybody who is in the side of the Palestinian people is on the side of justice, is in the side of values, on the side of all human rights, and anybody who is on the side of the Israeli people is on the side of oppression, on the side of brutality and barbarism.
And this is
on the side of batil. And this is an important issue. In our texts, in our religious texts, it's been mentioned that when Imam Mahdi salawatullahi ta'ala alayhi comes back and he, inshallah, does his reappearance, the first place that he establishes prayer, congregational prayer, is in Masjid al-Aqsa. Is at the time of Fajr, where Imam Mahdi salawatullahi ta'ala wa jalallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif stands, and there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this event happens after the victory of Imam Mahdi and his troops against the side of the batil, of the evil.
Right.
There, it is mentioned according to our riwayat that Prophet Isa alayhi salam comes down and he descends from the heaven and comes and stands behind Imam Mahdi salawatullah alayhi for Salatul Fajr. Here, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam offers Prophet Isa alayhi salam to lead the prayers. But here Prophet Isa says, no, this is your position. This is the position of you, the son of the last prophet, the messenger. This is for you to lead the people. And I am one of the people who are proud to be following you, one of your followers.
So
this is something that we have in our text. So this issue of Palestine and this battle would go on, will happen until, inshallah, it will reach its end, which is the victory of the Palestinian people by sure and by certainty. This is what we claim to be our strong belief, that inshallah it will come a day in which we will see the Palestinian people victorious against the evil side, and inshallah that day is not very far away.
Inshallah.
We are a very strong side. This is something that we should understand. Although we are mazloom, we are oppressed.
And we might be poor.
Yeah, we might be poor.
But we're very strong.
Just like our Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Mashallah.
He was mazloom. He was oppressed. He was the most oppressed human at his time. But still, at the same time, he was the most powerful man at his time as well. We are, inshallah, following our holy Imam. Although our ummah is a little bit oppressed, it is weak. We are not weak. It is oppressed. But we are strong.
Right.
Inshallah, by the help of our faith and by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are able to defeat our enemies. This is what we understand from the holy verses of the Quran. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ وَيُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise these mustad'afin, those people who have been oppressed,
and
to give them the leadership of the nations.
Sheikh, can I add one more thing here? So on a very practical level, right, so yes, we say that we are oppressed, but we might be poor, and we might not have the resources that the arrogant powers have, but we are very powerful. I wanted to bring a very practical example so that people don't say, well, you're just talking, and there's no. Look at Palestine itself, right? This you have Hamas. They do not have the resources that the Zionists have. They do not have the wealth that the Zionists have. They do not have the military capabilities.
The arsenal, the military capabilities.
They don't have
the
anything,
weaponry that they have, right? The money they spend.
And yet you find that The only thing is faith, that they have exactly. Iman, the Palestinians. But what I was trying to say is that despite not having any of these physical means that the Zionists have, the Zionist Israeli regime is so fearful that not only have they requested help from the United States president has come, the UK prime minister has come to visit, France has given them their support.
If it wasn't the support of these countries, everybody, they would have been defeated very long time ago.
So how weak is Zionist Israel that it needs all of these world arrogant powers to support it in order to fight this little itty-bitty Hamas?
Exactly.
So we are very powerful is what we're trying to say.
I just want to mention a hadith, a very beautiful narration, and inshallah end my talk by this hadith. It is mentioned that once Imam Ali alayhi salam was giving a talk in a mosque and addressing the people, a group of people entered the mosque from Sham, from present Syria. And they addressed Imam Ali and they asked a question from the Holy Imam while he was addressing the people, while he was talking. They said, they asked Imam Ali alayhi salam that if you are the Khalifa of Muslimin, if you are the leader of the Muslims, you should be able to have this knowledge. Tell us, what is the distance? They asked several questions. Among these questions was this.
And these are like hidden ulum al-ghariba type questions. Exactly. They're not questions that everybody will be able
exactly.
to answer.
They asked that, what is the distance between the earth and the heaven or the skies? Kam bayna as-sama'i wal ard. Here, Imam Ali alayhi salam.
It's a difficult question, Sheikh. So how many farsakh?
So Imam Ali alayhi salam referred them to Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Imam Hassan was just a young kid.
This is beautiful.
Imam Hassan was a young kid, but he came up with a very, very wise, beautiful answer. Imam Hassan alayhi salam says, the distance between the earth and the skies is da'watul mazloom wa maddul basar. This answer means this. If you want, according to the spiritual measures, the distance between the skies and the earth is as the cry of the oppressed. It means that the cry of the oppressed will reach all the levels of heaven, all the levels of the skies, according to spiritual measurements. But if you want to understand according to the worldly measurements, the Holy Imam says, Maddul Basar, as far as your eyesight reaches, is the distance between the earth and the skies. Why I mentioned this was the first part, Da'watul Mazloom. This is the distance between the earth and the skies. So this da'wah, this call, this cry that the mazlumin of Palestine, the oppressed people of Palestine are calling to the whole world, it would reach the whole skies, all the angels, all the levels of the sky and the heavens will hear that. It is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see this and to not answer their call and to not grant them victory. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the opportunity to be able to witness the day that the Palestinian peoples have defeated their enemies and they live in their country peacefully and in peace, inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you so much. Jazakallah khair wa afiya, Sheikh Mustafa Iraqi, for coming, taking time out and talking about these highlights from the speeches of Imam Khamenei regarding Palestine. Inshallah, we hope to have you on another talk show. And of course, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this victory, which truly and certainly and surely, as you said, belongs to the Palestinians, and it will reach in due time, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And dear viewers, thank you so much for joining us on the Islamic Pulse talk show. Again, we were talking about some highlights from the speeches of Imam Khamenei regarding Palestine. Until another talk show, that's all from us. May Allah help and save our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Fi amanillah and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.